The Calvert County, Maryland Commissioner's Reports is a headline news podcast brought to you in part by the Department of Communications and Media Relations. Commissioner's Reports is a summary of the agenda and outcomes of Board of County Commissioner meetings, related public information, and events. Hello, and welcome to Commissioner's Reports. I'm your host, Sean C. Pyfrom. In this week's Board of County Commissioner meeting,
proclamations.
Calvert County Older Americans Month.
Every year, the President of the United States declares May as Older Americans Month,
with this year's theme being Powered by Connection. Additionally, the Governor of Maryland has proclaimed the month of May as Older Marylanders Month. Older adults can provide insights and the gift of wisdom upon younger generations, which shape our community in a way that provides broader perspectives. The BOCC proclaimed the month of May 2024 be known as Calvert County Older Americans Month. National Safe Boating Week. The National Safe Boating Council's Safe Boating Campaign is a worldwide effort focused on responsible boating. Many lives are lost in the United States because of boating-related accidents, with the vast majority caused by human error. Boating advocates recommend all boaters and passengers wear a life jacket while boating, regardless of age or experience. The BOCC proclaimed the week of May 18th through the 24th, 2024, be known as National Safe Boating Week in Calvert County. Emergency Medical Services Week. Emergency medical services are vital to a safe and healthy community, consisting of first responders, emergency medical technicians, paramedics, emergency medical dispatchers, firefighters, police officers, educators, administrators, emergency nurses, and emergency physicians, with members of these services ready to provide life-saving care to those in need 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Residents of Calvert County benefit daily from the knowledge and skills of these highly trained individuals. The BOCC proclaimed the week of May 19th through the 25th, 2024, be known as Emergency Medical Services Week in Calvert County. Awards. Employee Recognition Committee 2024 Scholarship Program Awardees. Since 1996, the BOCC has supported the Employee Recognition Committee, ERC, with a scholarship program. Scholarship recipients are open to eligible Calvert County government employees or their dependents. Natalia Impetova from Leonardtown High School was awarded first place, and Alyssa Payne from Calvert High School was awarded second place in this year's 2024 ERC Scholarship Program Awards. Employee Recognition Committee Pride and Quality Award. The Pride and Quality Award acknowledges extraordinary job performance that results in greater efficiencies, extraordinary public service, and/or positive impact on the public perception of government. The ERC is pleased to announce that John Silcox, Network Supervisor with the Department of Technology Services, and Joy Weir, Therapeutic Recreation Supervisor with the Department of Parks and Recreation, were selected for the ERC Pride and Quality Award. Board. Appointment. Calvert Marine Museum's Board of Governors. Theodore Haney and Karen Bailey were appointed, and Nancy Wick was reappointed to the Calvert Marine Museum Board of Governors. Veterans Affairs Commission. Craig Jones was appointed to District 3 of the Veterans Affairs Commission. Consent. Department of Parks and Recreation. Battle Creek Nature Center Exhibits Program Open Space Grant. Office of the County Administrator, Comcast easement for 3205 Brooms Island Road, Port Republic, Maryland, 20676. All consent agenda items were adopted as presented. Presentation. Department of Planning and Zoning, 2023 Tidal Creek Study, the 2023 Water Quality Monitoring Program for Tidal Creeks in Calvert County was conducted by the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science, Chesapeake Biological Laboratory. The program assessed Mill Creek and 11 other tributaries for issues such as water quality and areas of flooding. After discussion, the BOCC directed staff to continue monitoring the water quality of Mill Creek and the tidal tributaries to identify potential improvements, dangers, hotspots, and to capture differences through the implementation of best practices. Department of Finance and Budget, Fiscal Year 2025 Budget Update. The Department of Finance and Budget held a work session to discuss the fiscal year 2025 budget. Staff shared the steps taken to date, the existing revenue deficit, possible bridging strategies, and remaining considerations. This presentation was held to inform the BOCC of potential reductions to the budget deficit and present new revenue streams to be considered for future fiscal year revenue inclusion, as current budget constraints continue into FY26 and potentially FY27. This presentation was for informational purposes only, ahead of the public hearing. FY2025 Commissioner's Budget Public Hearing. The BOCC held a public hearing Thursday, May 16th at 7 p.m. regarding the FY2025 budget. A recording of the public hearing is available online at www.youtube.com/CalvertCountyGov. Public comment may be submitted to Dawn, spelled D-A-W-N, period, Wood, W-O-O-D, at CalvertCountyMD.gov, or by mail to the BOCC at 175 Main Street, Prince Frederick, Maryland, 20678. For more information about the FY2025 budget development, visit www.calvertcountymd.gov/FY25. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the Calvert County Board of County Commissioners will be held on May 21st, 2024 at 10 a.m. That concludes our broadcast. The Calvert County, Maryland Commissioners Reports is a headline news podcast. Stay current with other news in Calvert County by following and liking the Calvert County Government's Facebook page at facebook.com/CalvertCountyMD, on Instagram at CalvertCountyGov, on YouTube, youtube.com/CalvertCountyGov, and our official website, www.CalvertCountyMD.gov. Thank you.